It's Monday, October 9th, AD 2023. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On September 16th, 70-year-old Sula Mugudi and his 62-year-old wife, Aisha Mugudi, put their faith in Christ during a church's week-long evangelistic campaign of home visits in eastern Uganda. 3 days after converting from Islam, the couple attended a church all-night prayer vigil, returning home on September 20th to find that their Muslim relatives had left a threatening message. It said, quote, "Today, if we find you around, we shall destroy you with the house. You have become an embarrassment to our Muslim family by joining a wrong religion," end quote. The fearful couple fled immediately, reports Morningstar News. Mr. Mugudi said, quote, "It was a very difficult moment for us. No place to stay, no clothing and beddings," end quote. Thankfully, a pastor said the couple has been relocated as far away as possible to avoid attack by the Muslim relatives. Please pray for the safety of Sula and Aisha Mugudi. It was an historic moment on October 3rd when House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was voted out.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, who led the charge to get rid of McCarthy, was joined by 7 Republican colleagues and all the Democrats. Last Friday, former President Donald Trump announced his endorsement of Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to be the next Speaker of the House, reports The Hill. On Truth Social, he said, quote, "He will be a